Surely we can say we wonder how we got over it. Mm-hmm. Amen. We thank thank God for all that has transpired thus far. And today, our thoughts are going to continue the thought that we've had on Friday evening, that one of the biggest things that we have to do in our lives is to live by conviction and not by compromise. Acts chapter 2, we start with first, we read verses 1 through 4, then verses 14 through 16, and then 24 through 28. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, verses 14 through 16, and then 24 through 28. Do we all have it? Amen. Let us start. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, verse 24, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we honor you for reading your word. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to assemble ourselves together. Now, Lord, we ask you to speak this afternoon, for indeed thy servant heareth. Lord, we ask you to search us, O God, and know our hearts. Lord, try us and know our thoughts. Lord, and most of all, see if there be any ways that are not pleasing in your eyes. Lord, and then we ask you to please lead us and direct us through thy word in the direction that you have us to go. And for all these things, can we all say in Jesus' name?
Jesus'
name. Amen. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Like I said, as we went up on Friday, the most important thing that any of us possesses this afternoon is a conviction. Mm-hmm. A conviction about being saved.
All right.
Amen. A conviction that no matter where I am, or what I go through, or what happens in my life, I know that God is on my side. Amen. Verse 24 reads, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was, I said, having loosed the pains of death, because it was, it wasn't possible that even death could hold our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Right, right.
Can we give God a wave more? Hallelujah.
Right.
Because he died, we live. Because he was resurrected. Hallelujah. So I said it was impossible. Lord, when I think of the goodness, I don't have to think back too far, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I heard the testimony. But when I say, when I think of what he's done for me,
come on.
Take just a few minutes and think of what he's done for you.
Come on.
Then we'll be able to say, I thank God and hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. The devil had his way, I wouldn't be here right now, but I can say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I think of all that he's done for me, when I look at the ups, the downs, the hills, the lows, the valleys, the trials, I can say he's been good. Can you say that?
Yeah,
he's been good to me. Well, he said, because it was not possible. When we serve God, he asks Abraham a question. Is there anything
too hard?
I said, is there anything too hard for God?
No.
Whatever you're experiencing this afternoon, is there anything too hard for God?
No.
Well, the Bible says the last enemy to be swallowed up will be
death.
Yeah. Now, death has reigned from Adam all the way up to today, even those that have not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. But I heard somebody say there came a man. Hallelujah. When he went down in the grave, the devil thought, I have made my mark. I have accomplished my purpose. Amen. Any hope they have of salvation or deliverance is gone. But I heard somebody say, death said, I can't hold him. Because it was impossible that even the last enemy could hold Jesus. And because he lives, I said, because he lives, we live. I said, death couldn't hold Jesus.
Right. Hallelujah.
Now, everybody has died, but death had no power over Jesus. That's why Paul said, thank God that we have the victory through
Jesus Christ
our Lord. Death can know. That is the greatest enemy that every man has to face. Well, if the greatest enemy couldn't hold Jesus, what about all those little problems we're going through? They're no challenge for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And he says, it wasn't possible for David speaking concerning him. I foresaw the Lord. Lord, I've had some problems, and I've had some trials, and I've had some ups, and I've had some downs. And Lord, I've had some great disappointments, but I foresaw the Lord
always.
Amen. And when they said it couldn't be done, I still foresaw the Lord
always.
Lord, I didn't understand where my help was going to come from, but I foresaw the Lord on my right hand. That symbolizes some power. I said it symbolizes power. In Matthew, Jesus told his disciples like this. You know the devil has some power. Obama and presidents have some power. Your boss has some power. Your financial institution has some power. But he said, I'm going to tell you something about me. Because I am your Savior. He said, all power, not some power, but all power in heaven, in earth, under the earth, the present world, and the world to come, all power in heaven and in earth, he said, is given. I'm trying to figure out how the world people live in the world with entrusting so little power. When all the power is in Jesus.
Right.
You have to try, you know, every last one of us are reasonably intelligent. If I'm going to go to a war, I'm going to fight, I'm not going to get a weak soldier.
Come on.
I'm not going to get a weak army. But I'm going to get something that has some power. Now, a lot of situations in our lives. Amen. And we can't fix them. And nobody else has been able to fix them. I'm not going to run to something that don't have no power. But if I need help, I'm going to run to the source of my help. And that help is Jesus. Because outside of Jesus, there is no power. Hallelujah. All power. And heaven and earth is given unto him. He said, and because he's on my right hand, symbolizing power, he said, I shall not. Our message this afternoon, I'm from down south, so I got to mess this up. All right? I'm not going to be grammatically correct. I'm going to tell you just like I feel it. Some of those situations you can't control. Well, we don't usually just do this. We need to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I ain't going. Come on, say it like you really believe it. I ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. All these decisions, you're not going to read the text later. But I'm going to preach it like I feel. I'm going to tell it like I feel. Because I've been through many dangers, thorns, and snakes. Sometimes I'm already come. And I thank God it was Christ's grace that brought me safe to hell. I heard a song that said, I'm resting in the arms of Jesus.
Yes.
Right. So let the devil stir it up. Let the devil bring it on. Amen. Paul said it this way. He said, I know I have nothing but trouble in me. He said, I already had a witness from the Holy Ghost that let me know that bonds and afflictions abide me. But Paul said, I ain't going
nowhere.
Paul said, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. It's come. It's all around me on every side, but I still ain't going. Let the devil fight. Let him stir up all those problems. But the Lord is always before my face. So I ain't going
nowhere.
Well, what he said in Luke writing said, I shall not be moved. And the word move comes from a Greek word meaning salahu. Amen. Said, well, what was Paul trying to say, or Luke trying to write when he said, I shall not be moved? That word means in the midst of the most violent storm. Anybody got some troubles? Anybody got some storms? What the writer was saying, in the midst of the most violent storms, you know how we have these hurricanes and tornadoes and they uproot the trees and displace them? He said, in the midst of my worst storm, I shall not be moved. In the midst of my worst storm, as a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, I ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. We have some storms in my life. Anybody have a storm? Well, stand the storm. It won't be long. Victory by and by. He said, you may have a storm. The winds may be blowing, trying to uproot you, trying to move you, trying to make you retreat, trying to make you quit, but I got a conviction that I ain't going
nowhere.
Amen. You know, sometimes somebody might even talk about me. Talk about me as much. much as you please, but guess what?
You ain't gonna know it, no way.
We're gonna preach to each other.
All right. All right.
Y'all gonna see this enough that it's gonna be out in me.
All right.
All right, you don't go out speaking to no English teachers. Or those that like to be grammatically correct. Amen.
Yes.
We have some storms.
Yes.
We got some trials.
Yes, we do.
When we look back over, amen, and look over our lives, and you know, in the midst of those storms, most of the times we felt as though we couldn't make it. We didn't think that God was going to bring us through. Amen. That's why the song says, my soul looks back in wonder how I got over it. When I was in the midst of it, as we read not too long ago, the psalmist said, my tears was my food, day and night. Hallelujah. Every time I thought that that storm that was blowing over my life was over, another storm came right behind. Amen. When I thought the F3 tornado was finished, Lord have mercy, I looked up and there was an F4. I said, Lord, can it get any worse? Then somebody had on the screen of my life that there's an F5 and it's destroying everything in its path. Hallelujah. While everybody else was running in fear, I just looked unto the Lord because he was always before my face. I ain't going nowhere. So let the devil stir him. Let him fight. I'm not going anywhere. Let these violent tempests blow. Let the winds come. I'm not going anywhere. Let's go to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. I ain't going nowhere. And I say that for my soul because God knows. The problem that we have in church today is we won't make a stand for God. We don't live by conviction. Every time the wind blows, we shift over here. Or the wind blows, we go over there. Oh, we run in here, we run in there. Stand still and see the salvation of God. All that running in is not going to fix it. So just look at that trial and tell it.
Ain't going nowhere.
Come on, look at that trial and tell it.
I ain't going nowhere.
Fight the devil. Send my problems. Still ain't going nowhere. Take everything from me.
All right.
I'll be like King David. Take my kingdom. Take everything, Lord, but just don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. Because if God don't take his Holy Spirit away from me, then me and God are a majority. And as long as I got God, I have more than enough to do what? Start all over again. So I can't go nowhere. I can't leave the Lord. I can't allow the trial to push me in a corner. Because Jesus is my battle axe in a time of trouble. Verse 46 read. Now we're talking about the Siluhu, which is the wind, the storm, the tempest that's blowing in all of our lives. Yes, it's blowing. Amen. But as long as the Lord is with us, you don't have to worry. He said, and why call ye me Lord, Lord? All you have to do, don't try and figure God out. Because his ways are past, you're not going to figure it out. Don't try to figure out what God is going to do in the future. His ways are past finding out. So I've been praying, I've been trying to figure out for God what to do. He said, you ain't got to figure out nothing. Amen. Just do the things that I say do.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to figure out anything. You got all these people in church trying to figure out this, trying to figure out that. He said, just be obedient to my word.
Yeah.
It's nothing else to do.
Right.
Because when you're obedient to his word, God has your back.
Yes.
Everybody in church trying to get a new revelation and haven't even done what he says to do. So Lord, I don't need a revelation. I don't need nothing new. Just help me to do what you've already told me to do. You know, all these people are trying to do this and do that. If you don't do that, which is least. The Lord said, how can I commit anything greater? Amen? I'm not going to pry and be nosy, but you know what the least is in your life. God said, you don't have to figure out anything else. Everybody's whining and crying and bewailing and trying to figure out what to do. Do the things that I say do.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Well, I can't do it. Then you will compromise.
Yes.
Because when we live on our conviction, we will always hear God's voice. And in the midst of the test of the trial, it hurts. Yes, to do the right thing. But after the things that are pleasing in his, part of our scripture says the Lord will make you perfect to do his will, working in you that which is, I gotta do what he says. I can tell you this, and you can write this to the bank. You can never get blessed from God being disobedient. The scripture says, so obey. In church today, everybody's just sacrificing. But we're missing the main sacrifice. The main sacrifice that God wants from every last one of us is us to be a living sacrifice. He has given us the acid test to figure out if we are a living sacrifice. So what is it? It's really simple. Do you do what he tells you to do? You know, the Bible says the way of holiness is so simple. Stop complicating salvation. It's not hard. It's not hard. The way of holiness is so simple, it says not even the fool, which means those that are unlearned in the scriptures, should err therein. Well, what do I do not to make a mistake? Do what he says to. That's it. No great revelation, no great mysteries. Amen. Because when we are obedient to God, then God is on our side. Somebody said, well, how can you say I ain't going nowhere? Because I do what he says to. It's impossible to incur God's blessings doing what I want to do. You know, somebody said, I couldn't wait to get to be grown so I can do what I want to do. Amen? You don't have to say amen, but you know, we were all like that. Especially when we were in the home and wanted to get out. Got out, and a couple months later, I said, Lord, what can I do to get back in? Right? Yes, real talk. Come on, talk to me. Couldn't wait to do what I wanted to do. Couldn't wait. I'll make my decision. I go where I want to go. I do what I want to do. And I do it when I get ready to do it. Amen? Come on, all y'all grew up in church. Y'all did all y'all supposed to do. Amen? Yeah, no, we didn't. Because we couldn't wait to do what we wanted to do. Today, unfortunately, some of us still have not changed that mentality. In church, we still do what we want to do. So we said, Lord, I know what the word says, but this is what I want you to do for me. God said, wait a minute. Brothers, sisters, elders, deacons, mothers, ministers, visitors, friends, you can't think that I'm going to alter my word to fix you. you want my blessings, you must be obedient to my word. Isaiah, in writing to the children of Israel, put it this way: you must be willing first, and then be obedient. Read Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 1. I forget how many verses there are. Somewhere in there, I guarantee you, to touch one of us. It talks about the head being hardened, and the heart being sick, and the feet. It goes from the head to the feet. I guarantee you, you'll find yourself in there somewhere. He said, but come now and let us. It's time to do some reasoning, saints. If you want to make that kind of a stand that you're not going anywhere, it's time to reason with God. And then it's time to be obedient, willing and obedient. And then he said, you will be blessed. How can we make a conviction and make a stand for God being disobedient? Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to the next verse. Whosoever come to me and heareth, you don't want to go anywhere. You know, sometimes we get kind of set in our ways. Anybody get a little stubborn? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to do it this way. I don't care who, what, or I've been waiting all this long to do what I want to do. You think I'm going to let somebody tell me what to do? I'm a grown man. I'm 100 years old, and nobody can tell me anything. Whosoever come to me and hear my sins. It's time to stop fighting against God. It's time to stop fronting with God. It's time to stop cleaning up the outside of the vessel, and the inside of the vessel is full of nothing but worms and sores, and Isaiah calls them putrefying sores. I mean, they're just losing with problems. It's time to do what he says to do. My life is falling apart and getting worse. Are you obedient? Are you living according to the word? Amen. I can't preach nothing but the word, so if y'all want something else, you got to go somewhere else for that. But I'm just going to give you the word. Now, if you want the hypotheses and all of the theologies and all that other stuff to be creative, I ain't going to give it to you. I ain't going to give it to you. That stuff sounds good. But when the rubber meets the road, you got to be saved. And you, all that pretty stuff ain't going to work. Beware lest any man fool you through that philosophy and vain deceit. Salvation is about being obedient to the word. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and
do it.
A lot of us know God's word. We're saying, Lord, Lord, but are we doing what he says to you? That we're going to take a Selah. That means we're going to take an interlude. We're going to take a pause. Right here. You think within yourself, I know his word. And I know what he says to do. But now I'm going to reflect back over my life. Am I? Don't worry about anybody else, because the Bible says, work out your own
salvation
with fear and trembling. So stop trying to save the world. Let's save ourselves first. Save the world from this untoward generation. It says what? Save yourselves from this untoward generation. So let's look at me. Hey, amen. I want to help you. But I can't help you until I can help myself first. So I got to stop. I got to sit still. Lord, am I obedient to your word? I do call you Lord. And he is our Lord. But do we do the things that he tells us to do? You know. How can we go opposite of God? You know, it's like this. If I want to go out that door, I can't go that way, can I? Well, most of us are trying to get out the front door, but we go opposite of God. Then, when we get all the way up the way, it gets so hard that we can't go up the hill, we get mad at God. God said, well, just turn around. And do what I say?
Do.
You've been doing all of that going the wrong direction. Trying to get a blessing from God. It doesn't work. So he said, do repent. Turn it around. And do what I say? Do. Then when you do what God is telling you to do, you'll be able to say, I ain't
going nowhere.
Going nowhere. We can't see it, and most of us can't even form it in our mind because we haven't surrendered. We haven't surrendered our wills to God. When things get bad, we go to being me. That's a new saying today, right? Do me or do you or whatever all that mess is. No, do God. Forget all that other stuff. You keep doing you and things get worse. Act ugly, worse than anything in the world. And think God's gonna bless him. God don't bless ugly. God don't bless you. God blesses his word. Amen. Say, whosoever come to me and hears my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like unto a man which
built
a house. He built a house. You know, a lot of us want to be in church, so we want to build this spiritual house. But he said he dig deep. A lot of us in church, we want God's blessings. You know, we want to be able to jump and shout, but we don't want to dig. Salvation takes some effort on your part. That's why you have to work out
your own salvation.
How are you going to be in church and on God's side and make a conviction and make a stand and too many to dig? How am I going to dig? Do what he says. That's the show. Amen. You know, years ago when I used to go fish with my father, he had one of these old army shovels you can dig with. Now, I can dig with his shovel, or I can do like a lot of us like to do today when we dig. We go get one of those, you know, Lewis knows about it, he got a little baby. You know those little baby teaspoons? Right? The little plastic teaspoons? Go out and try and dig. Right? Just dig. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't accomplishing nothing. Because we won't use the tools that God has given us. You cannot be blessed with your own tools. We're going to dig deep, but we got to do it
God's
way. He said they dig deep and laid the foundation. You know, I don't know if you ever dug, but when you start getting closer to the rock, the ground gets harder to dig. I don't care what kind of equipment you got, it gets harder. That's why they tear up the teeth on those buckets when they're digging, because when you get close to the rock where the foundation has to go, it gets harder. But they don't stop digging. Saints are the only ones that start digging. And when we get hard, we go somewhere. We stop. We quit. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to keep digging. It gets hard, I'm going to dig even more. How long? I'm going to dig till my deliverance comes.
All right.
He said, but I'm liking out to go to a wise man. And when the flood rose and the stream
vehement.
That storm, that tempest, that trial that's in your life, what are you built on? Amen. You know, this foolishness, every time something goes wrong, I'm going to go here, and I'm going to run here, and I'm going to run there. You know, a lot of y'all spoil. Y'all parents got y'all spoiled. They get mad, you're going to run home to mama. Right? Somebody said, ouch. Yeah, that's what we do. Stop running. Amen. Stand. It's time to stand. Stop being pushed around. Stop being knocked around by the storm in your life. He said, when the storm came, that they wanted everybody to go home to mama. I don't know, I don't know daddy, but they always want to go to mama, right? Yeah, she's all, come on, I'll be real. All right, you want to go home to mama. Well, stay in the storm. God is fighting the battle. God is on your side. He can't help you unless you do what he says to you. So the wind may be blowing, trying to uproot your tree, but be planted firmly on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, it said to the storm, hallelujah, you might be beating on my house. You may be coming to me from every side, but I ain't going
nowhere.
I ain't going nowhere. He said it could not shake it, for it was found upon a rock. You can't make a stand for God. Always running, face it, deal with it, and be obedient to God. And God will fix it. And you will be able to tell whatever the trial is, I ain't going nowhere. God has been too good to me.
Yes.
Amen. Where can I go? When Jesus was dealing with his disciples, he said, will you go also? Peter and the apostle said, I ain't going nowhere, Lord. I ain't going nowhere. I know some of your sins are hard to deal with. Some of your sins are hard to accept. The apostles, the disciples said, I ain't going nowhere. For where shall we go? Lord, you have the words of eternal life. So as you attempt to run, where are you going to go? Who are you going to run to? Who's going to help you? When only God has the words of eternal life. So you should be able to say, I ain't. I've been beat on, I've been knocked down, I've been slapped around, but I still ain't going.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Paul says it this way, for I am persuaded. Hallelujah. I ain't going nowhere. That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers. Devil seen it all. I still ain't going
nowhere.
Said powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Amen. Paul said, I'm going through this right now. You can send me some more stuff, but I still ain't going. Hallelujah. I ain't going nowhere. I'm planted, I'm fixed, I'm set, I shall not be moved. I won't go anywhere because the Lord is before my face.
Hallelujah.
He goes on to say, nor height, nor depth, nor any other
creature
shall be able to separate me. Lord, I've had some problems and I had some trials and I didn't know where to go, but nothing will separate me, hallelujah,
yes,
from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. We let too many things separate us. Amen. Can't nothing come between me and my Savior.
Right now.
As we stand in the altar team, come forward, can nothing come between me and my Savior. If you want God's blessings, you have to be obedient to his word.
Right.
God can't bless you if you're wrong. God can't help you to stand the test or stick or whipping through the storm unless you become obedient. Now somebody said, well, when I leave, every time I leave church and I purpose in my heart to do the right thing, I get a storm. Tell the storm, I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
I'm standing on God's word. No matter what comes against me, I refuse to move. I dig my foundation deep. The heart deeper I go because I'm on the Lord's side.
Right.
tell God nothing shall separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus.